Following the success of last December's A Year with Frog and Toad, the Cardinal Stage Company is back this holiday season with Lionel Bart's musical Oliver. Returning from Frog and Toad is music director John Burst, with co-director of bands at BHSN Janice Stockhouse. New to Cardinal Stage Company are our guests, the show's choreographer and assistant director, the New York-based Christine O'Grady, and the show's Nancy, actor and singer Mira Popkin. Christine, you recently worked on Broadway with Jerry Mitchell on Legally Blonde. Impressive, but I'm even more intrigued with the fact that this is the third time that you've worked with Oliver. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Bloomington, and thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about how does one become a choreographer?
Well, my mom always ran a theater company when I was growing up, so I grew up doing theater as an actress and as a dancer. And as I got older, I started becoming interested in getting on the other side of the table, as we say, and I started assistant directing and choreographing. And having danced my whole life, I found that I was able to put together some dance moves that helped tell a story. So I started doing it with children first.
Choreography, dance moves that help tell a story.
Yeah, I think there's some dance steps. Like, for example, if you're doing a dance recital, a lot of times what choreographers do is put together a string of dance steps that are difficult, that showcase the dancer's ability. And for a musical, what I'm interested in doing is putting together a string of movements or dance steps that push the story along forward, that tells you something about the character or tells you something about the group of characters that you're introducing through song.
I know that when the auditions were held for this production of Oliver, the focus really was on acting and on singing. So in this case, perhaps it's not fancy steps, but more a movement approach?
Yes. There's not very many dancers in our show. And so what we've done is I've tried to come up with movements that will make the actors that we have look good and look comfortable. I'm more interested in that than giving them something extremely complicated that they're going to look like they're struggling. They need to, you know, be able to live in the movement and look relaxed. So I've pushed them. I mean, I think some of them would say I've pushed them harder than they were ready to be pushed. But I think everyone will be up there looking good doing the moves.
Uh-huh. We've been talking with Christine O'Grady, visiting choreographer and assistant director for the Cardinal Stage Company's production of Oliver. Actor, singer, and dancer Mira Popkin Terak grew up in Bloomington, was featured in local performances in theater and opera, went on to roles in the London production of Miss Saigon, then back in the States in Starlight Express and Cats. Mira, Dickens' Nancy is a fascinating character, but we sometimes, frankly, can't figure out why she stays married to that darn Bill Sykes, even when he's played by somebody as magnetic as Mike Price, who's coming back for this.
She has a big heart. She loves Bill Sykes, even though he beats her and doesn't treat her very well. I think Nancy's key is her vulnerability. She wants a way out, and Oliver is her way out. She finds a way to see herself through Oliver and find a way to get him out of the thieves' kitchen in a way that she never could.
At the same time, she also is a bit heroic in her work with Oliver, and she has maybe some of the best tunes.
She does. She has a lot of fun, and it's a fine life where she gets to sing with the kids, which has been just a pleasure. The kids are so much fun. She also gets to sing the ballad of the show, which is As Long As He Needs Me, which talks about her relationship with Bill Sykes.
A varied and rich part.
Yes.
We've been talking with Mira Popkin Terak and the choreographer and assistant director Christine O'Grady. The Cardinal Stage Company's production of Lionel Bart's musical Oliver at the Buskirk Chumley Theater plays Friday at 7, Saturday at 2 and 7, and Sunday at 2 and 7, this weekend and the next. And there's a final performance on Monday the 31st at 3, followed by a New Year's Eve family celebration at 6. Details are on our website at wfiu.org. And I'm George Walker.